Gracious Lord, I come before you, laying the burden of my sin at the foot of your cross. I openly acknowledge my failure to follow your plans for my life. I have stumbled and fallen in my service to you. I have placed my agenda ahead of yours. I have been shallow in my love toward you. And toward those you have placed in my path, I cry out for mercy. Trusting in your promise to forgive me, through the love of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God has heard your cry for mercy and fulfills his promise to save and deliver you, lavishing his grace upon you in Jesus. He enables you to love and to forgive as he has first loved and forgiven you. As an ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you of all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Let us now share the peace of Christ with one another. God's peace be with all of you. Hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. Why have you rejected us forever, O God? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and the needy praise your name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. Almighty God, your Son willingly endured the evil of sin and death at the cross for our redemption. Enable us to sustain, to stand in the goodness of our Savior, so that we are not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The Old Testament reading for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is from Jeremiah chapter 15. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because your hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, the epistle reading is from Romans 12. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, say the Lord." To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Speak to God.
Please rise for reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever saves his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us now confess our Christian faith together by words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all the world, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made,
prophets.
Please be seated for a hymn.
Grace, peace, and mercy be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The message for this morning comes from our gospel lesson, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" This is our text. Do you know that the most misquoted verse in the Bible is this? Money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible says. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. A man was visiting a Texas land baron one time. After dinner, the host took the guest out on the front porch to show him the view. Waving his arms towards the horizon, he said, "Everything that you see belongs to me. Those oil wells on the horizon, they are mine. The golden grain on the hills, that's mine. Those cattle in the valley, they are all mine. 25 years ago when I came out here, there was nothing, and I had nothing. But now I own every single thing that you see." The host was waiting for a word of praise from the visitor. But the visitor waved his arm towards the heavens and he says, "What do you own up there? What do you own up there?" The love of money is the root of all evil. King Solomon in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28 said, "Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf." Matthew 10:25, Jesus said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Here Jesus was talking about the rich young man whose God was his wealth. The rich man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered, "You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not bear false witness. Honor your mother and father." But just before Jesus got to the 9th and 10th commandments, what has to do with coveting, the young rich man interrupted Jesus and cut him off. Because the young rich man coveted money, material things. These are all the things that he worshipped in his life. So Jesus replied with love. He says, "One thing you lack is this. Go sell everything that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Well, in the original Greek language of the New Testament, the man's face fell down. He was so sad. He did not want to give up his great wealth and follow Jesus. Jesus looked around and says to his disciples, "How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Again, money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. When a person makes money his or her God. God blesses all people with different kinds of things: health, family, friends, and he's even blessed some with wealth. But he doesn't want the rich to let money become their God. Remember the biblical story about King Solomon. When God called him to be the king of Israel, the Lord told Solomon, "Solomon, pray for anything that you want, including wealth, anything that you want, and I'll give it to you." And Solomon replied, "Lord, please give me wisdom." This is why, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Solomon was given wisdom when he wrote the book of Proverbs. Because it's all about wisdom. So the Lord replied, "Solomon, I will give you wisdom. But because you did not pray for wealth, I will make you wealthy also." That's why sometimes when I pray, I say, "Lord, can you give me wisdom?" Just kidding. Again, having money is not evil. It is only bad when a person thinks they never have enough. They never have enough. And they want more and more and more. or they are not using the wealth to help the needy, the homeless, or people who are in need. Remember that 1980s movie, Wall Street? Remember that movie? At the end of the movie, Gordon Gekko was heading to prison for insider trading, and his assistant, his employee, asked Gordon, he says, "Can I ask you one question before we go to prison?" He says, "What?" He says, "How much is enough? How much is enough?" And then Gordon Gekko smacked Charlie Sheen in the face and knocked him down on the ground in the park in New York City. And our text for today, the words of Jesus: "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" You recall the biblical story of Cain and Abel, right, in Genesis? Abel made an offering to the Lord from his first fruits. His brother Cain gave from some of the excesses of his fruits, what was left over. And the Lord really, really loved what Abel did, but did not like what Cain did. So Cain heard about this, and he got mad at his brother, and he killed his brother Abel. That was the first recorded murder in Holy Scripture. Finally, remember the New Testament story about Jesus, about the offerings that came to the first church. People were giving offerings to the church. And after that was all done, Jesus said to his disciples, "Did you see that poor woman over there? She put more in the collection plate than all the rich." And they said, "Well, how could that be? She just put 2 pennies in." Jesus said, "Yes, the rich people, the people with money, gave from their excesses. She gave 2 mites, 2 pennies. That was all that she had in the world. She gave everything she had." How amazing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.